that Jesus goes into another speech. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. Just to let you guys know, a sheepfold is a place where shepherds in this time would surround their sheep by gathering them into this facility, if you have, just basically like a fenced-in area, right? The sheep would go inside the sheepfold, and that would be the place where sheep would be protected and kept and secure by the shepherd. So he's talking about this place, right, where these sheep are. Truly, truly, I say to you, he does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he'll be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So ask this question to yourselves. Have you ever wondered why people like to go to Costco so much? I think this is one of the biggest questions that we could ask throughout all of our life. Like, I really don't know. I don't, free sandwiches? See, free samples? What else? What do you think, guys, people go to Costco?
A lot of stuff.
Stuff, right?
We need a ton of peanut butter. We need to get
tons of peanut butter? I love my peanut butter, 100%. That's good. Anything else? Big quantities. You can get a what?
A lunch.
Yeah, you can get like those like, what, foot-long hot dogs, right? And you can get like a big, like sort of like big gulp that you would get from like 7-Eleven. Don't they have like cinnamon rolls there, right?
Pizza.
Have you guys been to IKEA? It's sort of like the same thing. Like you can get this like 75-cent like veggie dog. It's great. It's amazing. Best 75 cents you can ever spend. And you can get a pretzel with spicy mustard. It's probably the best spicy mustard I've ever had. But I think it's like, we like places like that so much, and they're so popular because I think someone said in here, they literally have everything. They have everything that you would want. They have food, electronics, free samples. They have clothes. Shoot, if you even want a baby, you can probably buy a baby there. Like, I have no clue. Like, they literally have everything that you would want, and I think there's something within us that draws us to a place like that, knowing, wow, this place has an abundance of things that I want and maybe I need, and I just love the security and the safety of that place. And I think it reveals within us that we just want a life that has no lack whatsoever. What do I mean by no lack? Meaning we're in a place or a location to where we don't have to worry about anything. Hakuna Matata, right? Like, no worries whatsoever, that we are in a place where I have everything that I want, and I don't need to ask for anything, seek out anything, or need anything else. I think we all desire a life with no lack. I mean, come on. Don't we all want overwhelming peace 24/7 to be constantly joyful up to like the third heaven, like we're in cloud 9, to be never worried about the provision of life, to never have anxiety or fear, to have 100% security in our insecurities, to be continually loved unconditionally in relationship, to never fear danger, loss, or destruction. I know I want, and I know I desire that 100% of the time in my own life. I know that by being, my default is actually being anxious. Like, most of the times I wake up and I think overwhelming thoughts or thoughts throughout the day that need to be done, or maybe like things that need to happen, or maybe just fears and insecurities that right when I wake up I have anxiety or fear. And I just would want not to ever deal with that ever again. Like, I'm worried about the unknown. I have insecurities that were not recognized until later in life, hurting and being hurt of what I thought what love was, overthinking when things aren't really a big deal, and fearful of being abandoned whenever I get into a relationship. I desire a life with no lack. Now, I know I've been dogging on Chick-fil-A all this week, but I tell you one thing that Chick-fil-A does have. They have consistency. Like, when I go into that place of Chick-fil-A, I think it's sort of like that place of abundance. I think it's sort of like that same thing where we lack nothing. Because there was one time I walked in, I was greeted right at the door. I was spoken kindly to. Like, they asked if I needed anything. They didn't, like, overwhelm me with their presence, but they knew that I was there. They saw me. They knew me. They took my order. They asked how my day was going. They asked, like, you know, how my dog was doing. Literally, they just wanted to get to know me, and I'm just there like, hey, I just want a chicken sandwich. Like, I'm hungry. I want this now. And what happened? They got it to me right away. And literally, I was just sitting down at the table. They served me in a fast food restaurant. I was like, wow, like, I'm pretty impressed here. Like, I hope I don't have to tip you, though. Like, I really, really like your service. They gave me water when I was done with it. They came up to me again. As I was leaving, I sneezed, and someone said, God bless you! Like, away from, like, the cooker and the fryer. I'm like, I didn't even see you back there. Like, how many people do you have back there? Like, you guys are on it all the time at Chick-fil-A. And I think that's sort of what we desire. We want a place where we feel the comfort, the security, and the place where we have no lack. So let's go to verse 9, and let's just unpack this real quick. I'm going to go quick. There's a lot of information here, just in context of us really understanding what does Jesus actually even mean by, like, shepherd and sheep, sheepfold and pasture. So let's go to verse 9. It says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Now, what does Jesus mean by pasture? Don't we have a pasture over there? There was a pasture. Someone said, like, there was a pasture across the street where you guys were playing at, all the activities, right? There's this place in this context of first century shepherd and sheep. When they mean pasture, they mean it's a literally place of eating. You know, sheep eat a lot. They spend, guess what, about 12 hours a day daily grazing upon food. Like, sign me up, Lord, I want to be a sheep. I want to continually eat. Like, that sounds good to me. Now, shepherds and sheep sort of have this dynamic relationship between one another. Not only does the sheep eat a lot, but the sheep actually spend a lot of time together with the shepherd. So much so where the sheep know the shepherd's voice. In the midst of being in a sheepfold where there can be tons and tons of different flocks of sheep, a shepherd can just merely speak, because they spend so time with this sheep that that flock would only come to the shepherd, and all else and all the other sheep will just stay put. Shepherds will lead by using his voice, and only his sheep know his voice and will follow him. And the only way to the pasture is through the shepherd, as Jesus said. They will not follow anyone's voice, and if they are left to themselves, they'd actually go off and wander around in the pasture, going away from it, and all the shepherd has to do is just speak, and they'll recognize his voice. Now let's go down to where it says saved. There's another key word that we need to know. What does saved mean in this context? It means to be saved from danger, loss and destruction, or in other words, death. In the context, a shepherd will actually prevent the sheep from getting lost.